AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The mayor of Richmond, Virginia, LeVar Stoney, who is black, watched as the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was taken down in the city.
For too long, this street has been pretty exclusive, downright exclusive. And wherever we end up, it should be the opposite.
More from the AP Sagar Magani.
It stood among four other massive Confederate statues on Monument Avenue in the Confederacy's former capital. The area was a hub of protests last summer after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. The other statues came down, but Governor Ralph Northam's order to remove the Lee Monument as well was tied up in courts until recently.
The statue in Richmond is one of the largest monuments to the Confederacy. The Alabama Attorney General's office is trying to revive its lawsuit over the removal of a Confederate monument from outside the county courthouse in the city of Huntsville. The Supreme Court will actually be back in court starting next month. 19 months ago, in-person sessions were stopped because of the coronavirus. The Supreme Court says oral arguments scheduled for October, November, and December will be in person, but will not be open to the public. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says coronavirus vaccine promises must still be honored for developing countries that need it.
We do not want to see widespread use of boosters for healthy people who are fully vaccinated.
The UN-backed program to get vaccines to the neediest people in the world has again scaled back its target to ship doses this year. The Labor Department says employers posted a record for job openings for the second consecutive month in July. The trial has started in Paris for 20 men accused in the Islamic State group's coordinated attacks on Paris in 2015. This is AP News. The Philippines governing party nominated President Rodrigo Duterte as its vice presidential candidate.
I am hopeful that this will allow me to continue serving the Filipino people and help lead the entire nation towards greater progress.
It's a maneuver widely seen as an effort to keep the popular leader near the center of power while avoiding constitutional term limits.
Is it ambition? Maybe. But is it really a sense of love of country?
Duterte is 76 and is notorious for vulgar rhetoric and a deadly crackdown on illegal drugs.
I want to see the continuity of my efforts, even though I may not be the one giving the direction.
Polls indicate strong support for Duterte running in tandem in the Philippines with his daughter, Sarah Duterte. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at riterug.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.